Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. So here we have another lockdown news roundup. And, well, I don't know how to say it, but as Mr. T on the thumbnail says, I pity the fool, because people are being played for suckers. And these two stories highlight that. First up, we have Ireland. Today, the fake stream media in Ireland have leaked out again how they are planning on announcing a 5 p.m. closure of pubs and restaurants and cinemas from Monday. Now, this hasn't been announced definitely, but you know the score by now. You should know the psychological playbook off by hand by now. They leak it to the press, and then usually they make an announcement later that day or the next day. It says here, Ireland is bracing itself for further restrictions before Christmas as Neffit warns Omicron is set to take over. Omicron! Taoiseach Michael Martin will travel home from Brussels on Friday, and an emergency cabinet meeting is expected to sign off on tightening more rules. Mr. Martin is then set to address the nation on Friday evening. So you know what's going to happen. They've done the same thing in Netherlands. They have had a curfew lockdown, only allowed out for your job or essential travel between 5 p.m. and 5 in the morning, and their pubs and cafes and whatever have been closing at 5 p.m. And now you've got the same in Ireland. What a coincidence. And you know, what can you say? I mean, what can you say? I mean, in Ireland's case, we're going by the numbers that they give. They claim that 95% of the country is jabbed, is double jabbed. And here we are again. They are closing everything up, shutting everything down for Christmas. So you followed all of the rules. And now you can't go to the pub after 5 p.m. How is that working for you? They have introduced medical apartheid in Ireland months ago, a two-tier society, one of the first countries to do it. You're not supposed to go into the pubs if you haven't had a jab in Ireland and you haven't got your passport. They expect you to sit outside and have a drink in a pub. So you can't be blaming it on the unjabbed. You've already barred them from going to the pubs. The busiest time of the year, Christmas and New Year, for hospitality. And they, in Ireland, are about to basically shut it down completely. You see, the more you comply, as I've said before, the more you comply, the more they will take away. Loads of publicans I see on Twitter, on social media, complaining in Ireland, online about this. Many of these pubs, many of these bar owners who are complaining have barred the unjabbed in recent months. You've banned people who decided to not get the jab, banning people based on their medical decisions, yeah? You've helped to enforce this tyranny by accepting these passports. And now it looks like you're going to get closed down for Christmas and New Year. How is that working out for you? You're suckers. They want small and medium-sized businesses going kaput. They want financial collapse in order to bring in digital currencies, which will further enslave people to their phones, to their passports. What you should do is unite against these policies. Go around your local area. Connect with your local businesses, your local pubs, and join forces and commit together, all of you businesses together, to stand against these policies, to form a united front. They can't penalise and fine everyone. You know, as I keep saying, people have the power when they are unified. You're holding the wheel. You're just too scared to connect together and steer it yourself. I don't know why. You don't really have any other choice, because otherwise you won't have a business for much longer. From what I can see online, many of these businesses are claiming this will be the last nail in the coffin for them. And talking of suckers, this has to be the most pitiful sight I have seen so far. It's absolutely pitiful. Where are people's spines? You jelly babies. This is a petition online. Look at this. This is how sad this has gotten. I swear there is some form of voodoo mind control that people are being subjected to. They must be. This is pitiful. A petition on change.org. Here it is. A petition to the UK Parliament. Make PCR testing and LFT tests free of charge for fully vaccinated travellers. And this is their open letter. It says, Dear Boris Johnson, I am disgusted with how expensive it is for my family to go abroad for the first time in over 2 years since this pandemic started. You have made it mandatory even for fully vaccinated travellers, yet you are forcing us to pay expensive private companies. We should not have to pay for this. I mean, are you joking me? I mean, people are now signing petitions to plead with the government to stop making us pay for tests. These are fully jabbed up people as well, who are having to pay for tests. Even though they've had the two jabs, they have to pay for the tests to travel. You're suckers. And they are signing a petition to beg the government, please let us have free tests. Oh, please. We can't afford it. And there's 151,000 people who have signed this. Is this real? Please tell me this is fake. This is how sad it has become. There's too many suckers. What on earth? It makes me really sad that people have been reduced to this. And these petitions, when have they ever achieved anything anyway? Right back at the start, there was a few petitions knocking around and I shared them because a few people asked me to. But you know, they don't listen to these things. Yeah? So what can I say? All of these people complaining seem to be those, as in Ireland, in the first story, those who have been double jabbed, done as they have been told, they are complying, and now they are complaining, okay? That seems to be the two-step there. You comply, and then you complain. They are being penalised. Even in a country with 95%, nearly 100% jabbed, and you're still being shut down. What does this tell you? And then on the other side, in the UK, people, those who have been double jabbed, being exploited, being fleeced out of money for tests, you comply and then you complain, okay? Are you seeing a pattern yet? You can complain all you want, but you've made it this way by giving away your freedoms without thinking at all, without contemplating the repercussions of your continued complicity. So, you know, to all the people who follow the website, who follow the channel, we are, to a certain extent, vindicated. Everything we've said so far, it has happened. It has materialized. People are complaining because you only listen to one source, the fake stream media. Okay, there is a protest in London tomorrow. I believe the meeting place is Parliament Square around noon. And the rumor going around is that it's going to be big. Now, I know protests are not going to change anything overnight. But if there is a great number of people, that symbolizes a great number of people opposing what is happening. It's a signal of strength in great numbers and a source of strength for people who feel isolated by all of this. And the media hate it, especially when they are big. You can tell that by the fact they try and ignore it and not report on them. So anyway, that's going on tomorrow. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to the tribe at hugotalks.com, a place for like-minded souls who don't follow the fake stream media.